Welcome to this week's edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. Now from Columbus, here's Marty Bannister.
Last week, 28 schools got to practice on Thanksgiving and play in a state semifinal game on Friday night. The 14 winning schools have advanced to this, the final week of the 2024 season, when they have the privilege of playing in the Ohio High School Athletic Association State Championships at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton. Welcome to this week's edition of the OHSA Football Playoff Preview Show. I'm your host, Marty Bannister, and we thank you for being with us for the next 30 minutes as we talk about the state championship games with the broadcasters who will call those games for both Spectrum and the OHSA Radio Network. But first, let's pause for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association, and when we come back, we'll go inside the state championship pairings and take a look at the 14 schools that have advanced to Week 16. This is the OHSA Football Playoff Preview Show.
Spectrum News One, a new kind of news channel dedicated to refreshing storytelling and empowering communities across the Buckeye State. With your local forecast every 10 minutes and all of the essential news you need 24/7. Plus, in-depth shows and exclusives focused on your community. Always Ohio, always refreshing, always on. We are Spectrum News One, exclusively on Spectrum.
Practice hard, you play hard, you're always reaching for your goals. You reach for the next point, the next yard, the next win. And after the game, reach for low-fat chocolate milk. It has the fluids to rehydrate you, the right mix of protein and carbs to refuel you, and the vitamins and minerals to help you build strong bones and bodies. Fuel up with chocolate milk. For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
EA Graphics is the official state tournament merchandise partner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. EA Graphics is on-site at OHSAA tournament contests with t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and many other apparel items. And it doesn't end when the tournament is over. Check out OHSAA tournament merchandise online at shopohsaa.com. That's shopohsaa.com. EA Graphics and the OHSAA wear a piece of history.
The Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Pro Football Hall of Fame invite you to Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium for the OHSAA Football State Championships December 5th, 6th, and 7th. Come to Canton and be part of the pinnacle of the high school football season. Visit OHSAA.org for playoff information and tickets, including special youth football team ticket packages. Make it a weekend to remember in Canton with the OHSAA and the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
We welcome you back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. I'm your host, Marty Bannister. This week, we had a chance to sit down and talk about the games with the broadcasters from around the state who will be calling the games this weekend for both the OHSAA Radio Network and Spectrum TV. We continue our conversation on high school football as we get close to the state championships in Canton at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. Welcome back to our preview show. Let's talk a little high school football. We welcome in three members of our broadcast crew in this segment of our show who will be calling the games for the OHSAA Radio Network and Spectrum Television. We have Todd Walker, who was the longtime voice of the Bowling Green Falcons and has been covering high school football for a number of years. Mike Breckenridge from WQKT in Worcester, longtime radio voice of high school coverage in that part of the state. And we welcome Dane Sanzenbacher, former Ohio State wide receiver and now member of broadcast crews in Central Ohio, who will be a part of our radio coverage as well as we go to the state championships in Canton. Guys, first of all, great to see you and talk a little high school football. And Todd, let me start with you. The state championships are a special time. We all enjoy going to Canton and watching these games. And the way Ohio stages its state championships in football, it's very unique, isn't it? And the way Ohio does it. And that's what makes it so special for everyone involved.
I think it's a perfect setup. Geographically, it's not perfectly centralized, but, you know, no part of the state, I think, wants it to be where it is more than Stark County. They really open their arms to everybody. They really want to host it. And I think that makes a big difference for all the participants, the fans, the media, and everybody concerned. So I think it's a great venue and it's a great experience for everybody.
I think you're right there. Mike Breckenridge, welcome to you, and thank you for joining us here today as well, too. I'll ask you kind of the same question I asked Todd. You've been covering high school sports for so many years. The state championships are a fun time, and you see that feeling when teams make their first trip, such as Jeromesville-Hillsdale, a team from your area that makes its first trip. It's a special time for these communities, isn't it?
It really is. I know you get the teams that have been rich in tradition, and we see a lot of those year after year, but you almost get more excited to see the first timers, because if you get there once, that's a very special thing. Most people don't. And seeing a team from my area do it, Hillsdale and others, there's a few other this year at state. And the way the OHSA runs it is very well. If you know other states and everything, and Stark County, Northeast Ohio has received it, the Hall of Fame's there. I think it's just a great natural setup, and it continues to be something that everybody looks forward to the first week in December.
And we welcome in Dane Sansenbacher to our conversation as well, too. And Dane, for you, I mean, you played high school football in the state. You know what this is like, and getting a chance now to cover these games at a broadcast level, I know it's special for you. And I know you can remember back to when you had an opportunity to play in state playoff games and do all of those things. It's a fun time of year, isn't it?
It is, and I'm really excited to see it in this venue. I mean, when I was playing, we played at Maslin High School, which was also an outstanding venue for a high school championship game. It just felt like, you know, the perfect of like 10,000 people, something that only like a high school game can bring. But yeah, I mean, it's special, and I, like Mike said, just getting to this game is something that not a lot of people get, not a lot of people get to experience. So, I mean, I know all those kids will be very excited to be there, and some awesome matchups, some guys that have been back year after year, along with some first timers. So, you know, I'm excited to be a part of it, and I'm excited to see this venue.
Mike, let me ask you, from a smaller community setup, the years you've covered high school football, we mentioned Hillsdale a moment ago. For you, you've been here and covered these games so many times. Take us through that feel of these smaller communities that get a team to the state championship and have a chance to play for a title. That's one of the really, I think, I think it falls into the category of an exciting thing and a great thing about these playoffs when you think about the seven divisions. But it's a special time for these smaller communities, isn't it?
It really is, because when you, a lot of these towns, they're just towns. They're not cities. I mean, Hillsdale is a school. Jeromesville is 4 miles away. They have a post office, so that's where that team comes from, but it's not a major city. So when you drive around their area, their townships, their locales, and you see the streamers and you see the pageantry and the excitement, the signs on the poles, that's what it's all about. When you drive through the small places, they really get excited about it. Not that, you know, inner city doesn't, it's just a little different vibe that people get. They're all going to meet at the high school. They're all going to caravan to Canton on game day, a little tailgating. So you really can't measure that with the bigger schools. And that's why a lot of the times the smaller schools, they draw just as well, if not more, than the schools that are triple their size.
And Dane, for you, you played in Toledo high school football-wise. And again, that's the other end of this spectrum, I think, a lot of times. When the big schools, people sometimes, as Mike said, maybe the feeling isn't there because they're not as centralized as the smaller communities. But there's still a level of excitement for these larger schools that are making these runs for state titles, aren't there?
Yeah, so in 2005 was Central Catholic's first appearance in the state championship. And, you know, it is a little bit different. You have all the supporters from your school that make the trip. And for the players, it still feels very special. So you're right, it is just two sides. But yeah, when it's the smaller teams, it's almost like it's not just the team that made it, the community made it. It's and the entire community will then travel down and be a part of those games. So, and that's what's so fun about these things. I mean, at the high school level, this is like the last frontier of, you know, that community feel to accomplish something together. And it shows itself on all levels, city team or the smaller schools. But I think that's what makes it so special, especially for those that only make it once in a while. It's like more than just the team made it. It's this whole, you know, coming together of a year of work for the whole community. So it's really cool to see on all levels. And like you said, we have a good mix this year of I guess the whole spectrum.
You're right on that. Let's start to break down some of these games that you guys will be involved in covering. And let's start with, well, the Division 7 game. I think everybody right away looks at it on paper and goes, well, nobody's beating Marion Local. I mean, they've won 63 straight games. I don't think they've lost a game since probably the Reagan administration or so, it seems. It's just a remarkable type of run that they've been on going into this. Todd, you're from that part of the state where Marion Local resides in that Midwest Athletic Conference. We were talking before we started this program. Dane was kind of asking the question along the lines of what separates, what makes that so special. It's a unique situation in that Midwest Athletic Conference, the way those programs year in and year out play for state titles. It really is a remarkable thing that they've accomplished in that league, isn't it?
You've got several players on this team that are what you call the stars of this team that couldn't break through to see much playing time until they were even juniors because of the way the numbers are. And they didn't, hang their head and pout or want more playing time. It's about the team, it's about the community, and it's about doing things the right way. And that's how they keep doing what they've been doing. 64 in a row it'll be if they win this game. That would mean the senior class would have went through their entire high school careers undefeated. That includes playing in the toughest league in Ohio for small school football. It would be quite an accomplishment. And through all the years, Tim Goodwin has said this team might be the most athletic group that he's had. And this senior class has really been the one that they had their eye on back in junior high that would do special things. And here they are. And, I think it kind of goes back to the things we were talking about before we broke into Division 7 specifically. I think sometimes a team makes a state final. Other times a school makes a state final. With Marion Local or Coldwater or New Bremen or St. Henry, a community makes the state final. They all have a part. Most everybody will be there for their game, whether it's Friday morning at 10:30 or Saturday night at midnight, whether it's 25 degrees or 50 degrees or snowing or raining. They're all going to be there, and that's how these teams in the Midwest Athletic Conference keep doing it. Obviously, Marion Local's got a little bit something extra on top of that, whether it's just the way they work in the offseason or the weight room or their coaching or all of that. Who knows the exact combination, but it's a special conference to be able to watch on a day-to-day basis. You're, of course, witnessing history with Marion Local as they try to go for four in a row here.
And Dane, I'd be interested to get your thoughts on this, having played at the highest level of college football and knowing what the pressure is like every day when you walk out on a Saturday or a Friday if high school football is involved to play a game. But here's a team, as we said, it's won 63 straight games. Everyone expects them to win. From a player standpoint, is there more pressure on them going into this game on Friday?
Yeah, probably. I mean, there's different kinds of pressures, right? There's a big one that you see with a lot of these successful programs is, yeah, that pressure and that expectation to win. And that's something that is well-earned, and you'd rather have that than the opposite. You think about it yourself, 63-0, you've got one more game. I mean, we're encroaching on, what was the wrestler? Was it Dan Gable? You're going to go your whole career. This is going to be a huge game one way or the other. This is going to be the crowning achievement, or this is going to be really devastating. So, I mean, the story kind of wrote itself, but it's, yeah, that kind of pressure can be tough. And I would say, even though they're the heavy favorite, if you're Hillsdale, you kind of come in freewheeling. What do you have to lose? It's just your turn to take on Goliath in a huge game. So, I mean, it will be exciting one way or the other to watch it play out.
Mike, let me get your thoughts on the game you'll call on Saturday night, Indian Valley taking on Sandusky Perkins. Now, again, a couple of teams there that to get where they got, they both have great traditions over the years. Indian Valley has made numerous runs towards getting to the state finals, and Sandusky Perkins coming off a great season. They finished at 14-1. What do you see in that game? Indian Valley has a lot of talent.
You get an old school team in Indian Valley who for years could never get past the regional final. This is the Indian Valley and the Hillsdale are the two teams that are coming to Canton that had never been to a Final Four setting. And they do it old school. They run the football. And they also have one of the Mr. Football candidates. Matter of fact, the only non-quarterback in Grady Kinsey. He's run for 1,000 yards. He's 5'9", 200, and he just comes at you. They run for basically almost all their yards, 355 rushing, 68 passing. You know what they're going to do, and it's just a different approach. They've been really good for a long time in a really good league, could not buzz through. And against Perkins, also, it's been really good for a long time. They finally got past one of their nemesis in Glenville, who beat them last year. Matter of fact, Indy Valley lost the last two straight years to Steubenville, who moved up a division. Also, when you take a look at Perkins, a little bit more of a balanced team. Now, they still have a great rusher themselves. Their running back, Isaac Bunce, matter of fact, has run it 301 times this year. But a little bit better balanced team. They're coming off the emotional high of a Glenville game. Then everybody thought Glenville was going to be there again. So you might give the edge to Perkins coming in. But because we have a couple of new teams, I think there's a lot of excitement on how this thing might play out.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. Now let's allow our local stations to share a few messages from their local sponsors. When we come back, we'll hear from more broadcasters around Ohio. This is the OHSA Football Playoff Preview Show.
Ohio Health Sports Medicine is proud to keep student-athletes healthy and in the game, and is the official sports medicine partner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Serving Ohio since 1891, Ohio Health medical experts are now available in 47 counties and help keep athletes ready to compete and active adults on the road to healthy living. Log on to ohiohealth.com or call 614-566-GAME anytime. Ohio Health, elite care for every athlete.
For the players on the court, cheerleaders on the sideline, and fans in the stands, Varsity Brands is a national leader in team athletic gear, school spirit, and championship memorabilia. Recognized and endorsed by the Ohio High School Athletic Association, Varsity Brands partners with schools, coaches, and students to build school pride and student engagement. Visit varsitybrands.com for more information. Varsity Brands, elevating student experiences.
Health Action Council is a member-driven, not-for-profit organization that provides employers with best practices for a healthy workforce through leadership, innovative services, and collaboration. Health Action Council works with employers to improve the quality, cost, and value of healthcare. The Ohio High School Athletic Association and Health Action Council invite all Ohio schools to join us for the Healthy Kids Step It Up Challenge. Find out details at healthykidsgo.org.
EA Graphics is the official state tournament merchandise partner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. EA Graphics is on-site at OHSAA tournament contests with t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and many other apparel items. And it doesn't end when the tournament is over. Check out OHSAA tournament merchandise online at shopohsaa.com. That's shopohsaa.com. EA Graphics and the OHSAA wear a piece of history.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
We continue our high school football preview coverage as we head towards the state championship games at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton. Now we welcome in our second trio of broadcasters. They'll be part of the coverage on the Ohio High School Athletic Association Radio Network. We have David Wilson visiting with us, who's been covering high school football for many years in the state of Ohio. Chris Solwecki, a member of our broadcast crew, contributor to the OHSA Radio Preview Show. And Ryan Baker from 97.1 The Fan in Columbus, hosted their Friday night high school football coverage and a member of our broadcast crew as well, too. We'd like to thank all those guys for spending some time with us here this afternoon. And David, let me start with you. As I said, you've been covering high school football for a long time in the northeast part of the state, and there's something special about a state championship being held at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium in the northeast part of the state, where football has such a high level of expectation and excitement. But it's a special time of year to take everybody to Canton, isn't it?
It never gets old, Marty. I love being there. I love looking out from our vantage point in the press level and seeing the Hall of Fame just outside the visiting side of the stadium. And, you know, it's just a great experience for fans and players alike. I think there's just no question that it's the right venue. They're doing a great job there in Stark County, continuing to add different elements to the Hall of Fame Village. And it's just a great destination. And I think it's a great partnership.
I think you're 100% right on that. Ryan Baker, let's welcome you into our conversation. Let me get your thoughts. Kind of along the same lines as we mentioned with David Wilson just a moment ago. It's a special time of the year. I know everybody where you cover high school football in Central Ohio thinks Central Ohio high school football is the best, and the Central Ohio area has a couple of teams that are playing for state championships. But regardless of where the games are played, everyone's excited for this time of year, aren't they?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, what better place than the birthplace of football, you know, the Pro Football Hall of Fame, to play for a state title. And you're right, there's a lot of bragging rights in the Central Ohio Columbus area, Pickerington North and Hilliard Davidson, Upper Arlington, especially in that big school division, Division One, where it's been dominated by the teams in Cleveland and Cincinnati. In 2000, you finally had UA kick the door down. Hilliard Davidson got a couple in 2006 and 2009. And then, of course, the run Pickerington Central had in the teens there. And you've got another team back this year in Olentangy Liberty, and they're a team that has knocked on the door three straight trips between 16 and 2018 to the regional final. They win that, they get to the state semifinals and can't get over the hump. If they can go and they can knock off the giant as Moeller, they're going to have bragging rights in Central Ohio forever, just like those teams we mentioned about. So yeah, it's a big deal.
Let's welcome in Chris Solwicki, and Chris has been a part of our radio broadcast coverage for the last few years and does a great job from the sidelines and from the broadcast booth as well, too. And Chris, I know one of the exciting things for you in being a part of this are some of the people you've run into on the sideline who you've had a chance to talk to, and hopefully you'll get a chance to do that again this year.
Absolutely. I mean, last year, to grow up in Southwest Ohio and get to meet one of my idols, Anthony Munoz, and get to talk to him for a few minutes, it's an amazing thing. This year, it's a possibility. Well, I won't spoil the surprise, but there's going to be a great possibility for a sideline interview on Thursday night of another great Hall of Famer. And listen, this whole experience is what makes it so great for the kids. Of course, the game is the thing, but being able to walk through the Hall of Fame, being able to experience Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium, to be able to just bask in the reality that they reached this pinnacle of their sport, nothing better than this weekend.
I agree 100%. David Wilson will have the call on Friday night of a game that I think a lot of people are anticipating. That's the Division I championship game between Powell and Tangi Liberty. Ryan talked about them a moment ago and the powerhouse that is Cincinnati Moeller. And David, I know you've been doing your research and getting ready for the broadcast on Friday. Again, I think it's a similar situation as to that Division VII game where everybody kind of expects Marion Local to win. I think the same thing can be said about Cincinnati Moeller, but they got their hands with a pretty good old Tangi Liberty team, don't they?
It's going to be a fun matchup, and you know, I think it's exactly what you would expect, number one versus number two in the final Max Preps OHSAA power rankings for Division One. But you know, Moeller's going to bring in one of the top players in the state and quarterback Matt Ponitaski, so we're looking forward to seeing him. But you know, Olentangy Liberty, 13-2, defeated three-time defending champ St. Edward in their state semifinal game 21-7. So they've obviously been tested against one of the state's best, and they passed that test. And so I think we're set for a great Division I final. No question about it, Marty.
And David, I think one of the things too, when you look at a game like this, when you take on that, I think for lack of a better term, that brand that comes with a program like a Cincinnati Moeller, I think sometimes these teams that step into that, they're playing not only the team that's on the field, but they're playing all that comes around it as well, too. And that's an interesting part of this matchup, I think, too, on Friday night, isn't it?
Yeah, there's no question. And you know, that's on the coaches to, you know, obviously address that, help their players understand that you're only playing the team that's right across from you on that particular night. Obviously, the Moeller championship teams of the past are not coming out of that tunnel. So it's just a high school football game. You make your plays, you do what you've practiced thousands of times, and you see what comes out of it. And so, you know, we've seen it before. We've seen upsets before, and you know, and I don't know this would be a major upset if Liberty wins. They're obviously a very highly regarded and accomplished team. So I think you're right. Reputations certainly precede teams into the state finals, but I think once the first few snaps of the game are accomplished, I think the players settle in, and it's just competition from those particular teams on that particular night.
Chris, you and Ryan will have the call of a game that I think a lot of people are very excited to get a chance to watch, listen to. That's that Kirtland-Coldwater game. Again, when you start talking about brand names in the state of Ohio, Kirtland certainly comes to the top of the list. And Coldwater only comes to this game out of the Midwest Athletic Conference. I mean, we all know what that's all about. I know you're excited about that one and having a chance to call that one on Saturday.
Well, I mean, you love talking about the kids, but in this one, you start with the coaches, Chip Otten and Tiger Laverty, and the 34 years together at their respective schools. Chip Otten, 15 years as a head coach, 15 years in the state tournament. That's just a remarkable picture. Both of these teams going for their eighth state championship. And you're right, Hornets, and it's going to be an amazing time between this Kirtland team and this Coldwater team. And really, both of these teams have high-scoring offenses and incredibly stingy defenses. So it's kind of the immovable rock kind of situation. Who's going to budge? Who's going to blink? Who's going to move first? That's going to let the other team have the opportunity.
And Ryan, it's interesting because Kirtland didn't throw a pass last weekend advancing to this championship game. That's what they do, though. That's how impressive they are. And again, against a Coldwater team that's been down this road before. And we were mentioning earlier about the mindset out of that Midwest Athletic Conference. The thought is, if you win the MAC, well, you've already done the toughest part of your schedule. Kirtland has modeled themselves after teams in the Mid-American Conference. This is a heck of a matchup, isn't it?
Yeah, you mentioned that the small school divisions in the state of Ohio have been dominated by Kirtland and teams from the MAC. Kirtland has lost five times in the state title game. Every time was to a team from the MAC conference, including Coldwater back in 2012. You hear schools all the time talk about, and not just at high school level, but college and pro, it's not about our opponent. It's about us. Well, Kirtland proves that, and they proved it last week in the state semifinal. We're going to run the football. We don't need to throw the football, and we'll still beat you. This is a matchup of two teams that will not be phased by this stage. Like, we talk about Moeller and Olentangy Liberty, and even Moeller hasn't been here for a while. Liberty's making their first trip. Sometimes when schools make their first trip to Tom Benson, it can get them a little bit. The nerves, the stage, the atmosphere. Both of these teams, we don't have to worry about that at all on Saturday morning.
Another interesting matchup, guys, I want to get all your thoughts on will be the game between Liberty Center and Ironton. And again, when you start talking about programs across the state of Ohio, that brand, I'll use that term again, Ironton certainly brings that to the package, finishing at 14-1. They're back playing for another state championship. And Dave, I want to bring you back in on this, and maybe not so much break this game down, but your thoughts on, you've seen programs around the state, again, that like a Moeller, that come in with that mindset that Ironton certainly has. The Liberty Center team is 15-0. Again, a lot of times you have to keep your focus as to what's on the field when you play a game like this, don't you?
You know, I think you do. There's no question about it. You have to prepare and play your best game of the season to prevail. But, you know, I like these programs that perennially either get to Canton or challenge to be there. And I think you hear it over and over, and we heard it a lot on the coaches' teleconferences today, that it's a community-wide effort. It's the coaches, it's the staff, it's the players, it's the families. It's the support, it's the tradition that is built by players that have played in the past and have stayed involved in the program. And so, yeah, I just find that to be extremely satisfying to watch it all play out when you have these teams. And I think Ironton is starting to fall into that category because you keep hearing their name come up all the time among the state's top programs. But it's just neat to see the incredible support, the vast swaths of colors in the stands from these great small communities that come out in mass to support these teams. And I think the coaches are exactly right. You don't get to that kind of a level year in, year out without just tremendous support throughout the community.
I'll have the call of the Cincinnati-Anderson-Avon game to get it started on Thursday night at 7 o'clock, the only matchup between 15-0 teams in the state playoffs this season for the championship. I'm certainly looking forward to that one. Guys, as we wrap it up, I'm going to get your thoughts on a topic that's been widely debated over the years, and that's the expansion to 16 teams per region. I think one of the things that's overlooked, and Ryan, let me start with you and get your response to this. The one thing that people overlook sometimes, I think, is for these teams, like Dave mentioned, that are making these runs now almost on a consistent basis, you get six, seven, extra weeks of practice with your football team if you make it this run, or no matter how far you go, you get extra weeks of practice, and that's so valuable for these programs, isn't it?
1,000%, Marty. I talked to Jay Sherritt, who was the longtime coach at Pickerington Central for years, and he talked about it, and then it was 15 weeks to win a state championship. So if you make it to the state championship, that's 5 extra weeks of practice. Over 2 years, that's a whole extra season. So his juniors, when he had two, or when his kids were becoming juniors, they had had enough football experience like they were seniors. And that's how you build the program, not only with those extra practices, but being there and your community's there. They get used to it. There's expectations. There's a standard. The kids, we see it all the time with like a Marion Local and a Coldwater. The kids are out on the field, they're the ball boys, they're throwing the football around. Those kids in 7, 8, 9, 10 years end up being the next generation that plays on that field and has those kids looking up to them. It's pretty cool, and making it here, even if you don't win it, is still huge for your program.
Chris, as we wrap up, let me get your thoughts on that. It's a big part of these programs that are making these consistent deep runs in the tournament, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And I was talking to Chip Otten this morning, the head coach of Coldwater, and I said, how do you do this? How do you build this program like this? And he said, we have kind of a motto in our community. It's DTIFG, don't take it for granted. And there's something very unique about high school football in the state of Ohio, in which the fans, the community, they don't get tired of winning. They don't fall off the bandwagon. These folks, especially in these smaller communities, they are all in for the entire season. And so, yeah, the more students who get the chance to play, the more schools who get to play a little bit longer, the opportunity for your city, for your town to be featured in a large kind of situation on Spectrum or on the NFHS network or here at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium, there's just nothing better. And so those who say, you know, this is just a money grab from the OHSAA, that's nonsense. This is about the kids getting every opportunity to play as long as possible, because most of them, when they graduate from high school, they'll hang up their cleats. And so the opportunity for these guys to get as much football in and build as much camaraderie as possible, that's what it's really all about.
Final thought, Dave, the mindset of a lot of coaches is we want to be practicing on Thanksgiving. That's the goal. And if you're doing that, then that means you're either playing for a shot at the state or playing at the state championships. And that's a special thing, isn't it?
I think there's one specific group that would probably lobby to have maybe the number of teams in each region bumped down to 4 or 2. That would be the high school basketball coaches at these football schools.
And again, we thank everyone for visiting with us to talk about the state championship games. Let's take one final time out, and we'll come back and wrap up this week's show. This is the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.
Spectrum News One, a new kind of news channel dedicated to refreshing storytelling and empowering communities across the Buckeye State. With your local forecast every 10 minutes and all of the essential news you need 24/7. Plus, in-depth shows and exclusives focused on your community. Always Ohio, always refreshing, always on. We are Spectrum News One, exclusively on Spectrum.
You practice hard, you play hard, you're always reaching for your goal. You reach for the next point, the next yard, the next win. And after the game, reach for low-fat chocolate milk. It has the fluids to rehydrate you, the right mix of protein and carbs to refuel you, and the vitamins and minerals to help you build strong bones and bodies. Fuel up with chocolate milk. For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
EA Graphics is the official state tournament merchandise partner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. EA Graphics is on-site at OHSAA tournament contests with t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and many other apparel items. And it doesn't end when the tournament is over. Check out OHSAA tournament merchandise online at shopohsaa.com. That's shopohsaa.com. EA Graphics and the OHSAA wear a piece of history.
The Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Pro Football Hall of Fame invite you to Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium for the OHSAA Football State Championships, December 5th, 6th, and 7th. Come to Canton and be part of the pinnacle of the high school football season. Visit OHSAA.org for playoff information and tickets, including special youth football team ticket packages. Make it a weekend to remember in Canton with the OHSAA and the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Before we wrap up this week's show, a reminder that tickets are available for all seven state championship games and the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Beside the stadium, we'll have extended hours this weekend so fans can watch a championship game and visit the museum. Tickets are on sale at OHSAA.org/tickets, including a special ticket package with indoor access in the stadium club during and after every game. Spectrum News One is the official television partner of the OHSAA and will televise all seven state championship games with streaming coverage available at OHSAA.tv. And the OHSAA Radio Network will be in Canton to broadcast all the games to its statewide affiliates on the OHSAA Radio Network and on OHSAA.org. I would like to thank all of our guests and broadcast partners throughout the playoffs for being a part of our shows. We've enjoyed bringing you the look at high school football. And now it's time to crown state champions. On behalf of the Ohio High School Athletic Association, I'm Marty Bannister. Production and technical assistance provided by Adam Dell and Yamo Media. Thanks again for joining us for this week's edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.